Yes, the future is right around the corner. I'm Peter Bergman, one quarter of the Firesign Theater here today.
I'm Phil Austin, one quarter of the, is it what, the Firesign Theater?
Well, you're not a quarter. You weren't at the meeting today. I've talked to you about that later.
Oh, my God.
I'm Phil Proctor, the real Phil.
The other Phil.
And part of the Frankenstein Theater.
That's right, and I'm Ben Bland.
Well, Ben, we'll be with you in just a
minute. I have a commercial. Life requires me to do a commercial. Okay,
let me just wait,
Mr. Bergman, until you're ready.
Okay.
One thing first. Let's just mention that this is KBOO in Portland, 90.7 KBOO FM. We are now legal.
Well, yeah, we're legal. All right, so this is actually kind of two things happening at once. We're doing two live hours on KBOO because we're here at the Winning Stat tomorrow, being Friday, and on Saturday, Firesign Theater's Bozo Show. But this is also welcome to show number 3 of Talking Over Each Other.
How can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all?
You can now. They found a neutron, or is it a neutrino that goes faster than the...
Speed of light.
Speed of light, that's right. That means if you can go... faster than the speed of light.
That means that comedy has changed, because now you can say, we don't serve your kind here. A neutrino walks into a bar.
That's true.
Thank you.
Do you know what the last man in the world walks into a bar? You know what he says?
What?
I could do for a bartender. I know that's
set them up and
all right. So anyway, now that we know where we are, let's go to the people that make us possible. Ben, how about that? Ben Bland with his... a commercial.
Well, thank you. If that's how you feel.
No, that's what I had to say. It said it right here. Ben Blandwitz. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just reading what I say. And if you can't afford to go outdoors, I know there are a lot of people here who are indoors and can't afford to go outdoors anymore. They can order in. We should order in tonight from Unconscious Village, don't you think? Yeah. A virtual bonanza of bargains for these troubled times, it says here in my copy. Special on sale for National BBQ Month with a capital H. Genuine Northwest Survival Yo-Yos.
I have one. I got one for
you
my
got
daughter.
One of those.
Well, it didn't work.
Well,
it's all right.
It went down, but it didn't go up again.
Yeah, right. It's still down. It's still sleeping.
Like the economy.
Are you asking me what a survival yo-yo might be, Mr.?
It's the advertising format. I always just have to break in.
No,
it's,
you have to break in right
I'm a
here
fucking
with
the physician.
Line.
Come
God,
on.
I don't get it.
You want to know?
Well, it's a survival yo-yo. I feel like Phil Proctor having to explain what I've been waiting 20 minutes to talk about.
Senator, these are crucial times. Will you please
it's
move on?
It's got a little picture on the yo-yo. It looks like a compass.
Well,
that's why we call it a survival yo-yo, okay? Sure. And it does not have a knife. If you want a knife, you have to get the Swiss Army-style scorpion survival yo-yo.
I tried one. Okay? Knife doesn't
All right, what about the DOA ad form? Shall I get into that now or wait?
I don't know. You could spread this commercial easily out over the next 2 hours.
I was thinking we could do 2 hours with just, I got 2 pages of material here.
Talk slow and read fast.
Well, you see, when we actually perform, nobody gets to, like, really do a lot of this to each other because the audience would think, that's really wonderful, man. We came here to see them practice.
Could I say one thing about Portland, Oregon?
Who's going to stop
okay.
you, man?
Portland, Oregon has a problem with too many bridges.
It's just a
nightmare of bridges.
Yep.
And then they're named after what they're made out of, and then they're named after people that they don't even remember
General
who they
Philip
are anymore.
Iron Bridge.
some of them go from west to east, right. And some of them only go from east to west.
We came in on the, what they call that metro line? The
red line.
We came on the red line.
Socialist train.
The red line from the airport to Pioneer Square is like the temperature of a day going down very, very slowly from station to station. And I'd get up and talk with people and say, Pioneer Station, another 20 minutes.
Well, it took the pioneers a lot longer to get here.
Well,
be happy it was only 38 minutes.
They stop at places just because it's politically correct. There's nobody there, man. Never has been.
But on the other hand, Portland is, at night... is spookily beautiful.
It is.
Oh, always.
Gorgeous.
Is
yeah,
it
yeah,
not?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. The secret to getting around Portland is having one of these phones that say, turn right in 300 yards.
Recalculating.
Right. Oh, That is not a valid right turn.
You cannot turn get left. There from here.
It's you got to have a GPS to get around Portland.
No, you need somebody from Cable to drive you.
It's a one-way street. It is not a criticism.
Yeah.
It's that how can you know that you have to be this way and that way and that way and this way, and then you're there.
Hey, we're staying in a Hilton that has a doppelganger. It has an opening that says Hilton on both.
It's a double Hilton.
It's a double Hilton. We are in two Hiltons at once.
We're not anywhere at all.
Last year, when we played here, 2 years ago? It caused awful trauma. I mean, agonistic joy for our road manager who came to have a drink with us and went into the wrong Hilton. She was in tears when she found us.
That's right. Abandoned, right? She felt she'd been entirely abandoned, right?
We should mention that when Peter says winning stat, that means the theater at the Portland Center for the Arts.
Yeah, only part of the Funny Names Club.
Wait.
Bijou, we're at the winning stat.
We're not just screwing around here. We are actually selling tickets.
Yeah.
So if you want to come and see us, it's Ticketmaster. It's the Firesign Theater.
You got serious.
I didn't tell you about the... No, wait, folks.
Well, I'm in your corner.
Thank you. You better be.
You know who's going to come?
No.
Our waiter from dinner tonight.
Yeah, he's going to come on Saturday.
But you know
Andy.
We had to give him the tickets. What can I tell you?
Oh, yeah.
I told him to bring
instead
food.
Instead of a tip.
I told him to bring food, and he nearly slapped me. I tell you something also about Portland. Our concierge, Hilton, goes, Peter Berger and Phil Proctor, Firesign Theater. That's something to reckon with.
Right.
Oh, my God, I'm in a really good... This is a good movie. You know? If that's even and so then we go
kind
to this...
Dickensian for you.
And then we go to this restaurant, and the waiter comes up, and he goes...
Higgins.
At Higgins. And he goes, what do you say? I thought it was you. I thought it was me from the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
I didn't have to wait.
I wasn't sure it was me, I have to admit, because flying always throws me off a little bit.
We gave him two tickets, and he kept bringing us, this is complimentary Frascati Masati, and this dessert cost you a fucking thing because you gave me two billets.
I've already eaten your dessert I love you so much. It was wonderful.
Which just goes to show that Portland is... one of the beehives of Firesign fandom. This is a great place.
Like I know you're bees in your head.
And this radio station right now, filled as it is with vagrants, from what I can see.
Yeah. We have a lot of homeless people.
We should point out that how many thousands of years ago did we start this and a similar station in Los Angeles called KPFK?
It was
in a much smaller studio.
November 17th, 1966, to be exactly.
God, really, wasn't it?
That's the first day the Firesign Theater got together, and we did the Radio Free Oz Film Festival, and I played straight. You can see why. And the other three played
six other characters.
You know, I mean, we had Raul Zayas, who was a Chilean filmmaker. What'd you do, Raul?
Yes, I remember at that time. You know, I was I had these big Panasonic cameras with the 75mm lens, and I would take them up to the Andes, and the whole idea is we push them off, man. They push the fucking cameras off. They're rolling down the hill, and they're shooting the whole way, man. And that's the movie, okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't have him on the panel if I didn't love the
screw
stuff.
That's right. It was an experience. You got to have movies. What do you want? People?
It was a combination of reality television and rock and roll.
That's right.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
You were rolling the camera down there.
I was rolling.
Hitting a lot of rocks.
A lot of rocks in the way, man. Yeah, that's the way it was. It was very psychedelic, too. I think we're going to go back to sleep now. I've been asleep since 1967.
Another member of the panel, we don't remember his name, but Austin played him, and he was a pornographic film director from London.
Was it not Jack Love?
I believe that was my name.
Yeah,
right.
Through the dim vagaries of my memory, my own name comes through. They're naming a bridge after me, right?
Oh,
here.
Really? Yes. Well, Jack, the film you made back in '66, we showed it on the air, you know, and
the
asparagus was the best part.
They had this busty blonde, right, and the dentist comes in a wolf's mask, and I know what kind of film this is all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So I say, we can't show this on the air, and we stop the sound effect, 16 millimeter. He goes, the board lit up with people, hey, that's all right. has the right to play and show anything he wants to on the air. I thought this was Pacifica. Hello? Let him play. It's just fascinating. Then I learned who they were.
Censor them, yes.
Yeah, that's the 99%. They're missing. They're missing something. They're missing 1%.
Do you remember what I was doing at that time? I was the French filmmaker.
Jean-Claude.
And I was doing a week with Fred.
Yeah.
Which was following Fred, again, reality TV.
Wasn't that Nouvelle Vague Vague?
It was very vague. And basically, I was filming every moment of his life for the week. Every moment of his life. When he was sleeping, you could sleep. When he was going to the bathroom, you could go to the bathroom. Whatever you wanted. And it was in the flea theaters, Les Théâtres Puces in Paris. You know, it was. And soon thereafter, Andy Warthog made some stupid film about the Empire State Penis.
No, you know how that happened?
Remember. What?
He put his Bolex down, didn't even know it was running, went to see your film, came back, and he had Empire.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Happens,
now
man.
I feel better
the guy
about
is so,
it.
He's not good, he's lucky.
He is very lucky, man. Guy.
This was how many years before the very first of all the reality films, which is Santa Barbara, The Loud Family in Santa Barbara, which is like 71. I knew them all, course, 71. They're... How did people from your past get turned into people on a movie of the week?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's really an extraordinary experience. You live long enough so that people you knew 40 years ago are in a movie? Whoa, that's weird.
And you remember the other film I did was another character, 2002 OD?
Yes.
No.
Okay, it was about being a space trip. Being trippy, spacey, trip, space. You don't remember that, do you? Because you were there.
It was what the guy from Solid State University, Peter Savant.
Peter Savant.
You were Peter Savant.
I don't remember.
That's right, I remember.
I remember, I was there.
Okay.
Do you remember the line, "Oh, you guys are so crazy"?
Oh, yes.
Well, I think that's as funny today as it was in the sizzling 70s. That's right. I'm Dexter Fong.
Dexter!
Nothing will make me forget the thrill we had making funny records back then.
Come back, man. Dexter.
You remember my late partner, Hideo Wallbanger?
Hideo, yeah.
I went to jail with him.
We were the men of modern comedy.
Yeah.
And today, with the satellite net crammed to the stupid drivel of the Hot Humorous 100, where can a gone cat like yourself get the laughs that we was making then just for you?
I was sitting in front of my lava lamp asking myself that.
Do you remember those thrilling moments? Well, they're all yours now in a double fun, double deal, dope humor of the 70s, volumes 1 and 2.
Oh, boy.
Who can forget such modern comedy hits as Cheech Chong's Reuben and the Jets or Congress and Wonders Beat the Electrician? I've forgotten that one already.
Oh, I didn't remember it when it happened.
I forgot it while I was listening to it.
Did
so
you
good.
Love the 4 or 5 crazy guys? Yep. Did you love the antics of Hilario Gomez and the Mind Wanderers?
Yes. Oh,
well, the Fab Firesign Theater is back together again on this bonus extra. That's
really?
Right. A rare collection of Phil, and Phil at their hilarious and screwball
best. Wait a minute.
Wouldn't it be great to laugh again and stop bumping into things?
And start mentioning our names.
Get on it. Do it every day. The 70s aren't gone if you're still smiling. So order now. Write Dope Humor Offer Box 69, California.
Wait, I'm writing it down.
Do it now.
Don't miss it for a minute.
Phil, I feel so left out.
Wait a minute.
What about you, Dave? Are you just going to take that sitting down? See,
and also, if you're outnumbered by Phil's, what are you going to do?
You've been occupied by Phil's.
Occupied, totally. Yeah, it's 99%
right.
Phil's.
You're
here.
The 1%,
right.
Guys.
Right.
Let's
one,
face it.
Yeah,
well, wait a minute, man. The 1% are getting such a bad rap.
Wait, I mean, you're going to stick up for the 1%?
No, I'm talking about the 1% meme, not the 1%.
There's only
the 1%
I hate
meme.
Mimes. Oh, memes. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these people, say for example, you are a billionaire and you're just a wonderful cat.
Yeah.
What if you are? No, you are the Gandhi of billionaires. You are so cool. We'd love to have you in the room. But you're in the 1%, so we're going to hate you and tax
Depends
you.
Depends on what he's wearing.
We're
he
going to occupy
Gandhi,
you. We're going to humiliate you with ironic
signs. If he gives you 1% of his billion, I think we could let him into the room.
That's a start.
That's
a start.
That's not a problem.
That's enough for everybody in this room.
Certainly,
certainly
would
pay
fun,
rent for some of
fun
these
this big network
an,
here, wouldn't it?
This is already getting a little too meaningful for me.
No, I'm not
kidding.
Well, would you like us to slip back into something more kind of, iconic?
Well, let's think about what we're doing here.
Oh, no.
No, no. I mean, I'm not kidding. All we can talk over each other all we want,
yeah,
but we don't ever think over each other.
All right, gentlemen, right? I'm sorry. Let me just read you the latest KBOO announcement here.
Uh-oh.
The KBOO staff began a discussion today in staff meeting about the air check situation.
Oh, God, the air check situation. Uh-huh.
And we have been asked to come up with a recommendation on a comprehensive strategic approach to archiving. Oh,
don't God. Smoke on the air.
So
that would help their air checking situation, man. Their air checks are so polluted.
The first thing
there's so much smoke in them.
Is what we are currently doing. Jeff,
I went through
please
this
let us
two
know
generations ago.
We also need to begin working on policies.
Advisor.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
We've got to begin working on policies.
Okay. Can I read my poem about Donald Trump? It would be meaningful and yet stupid at the same time. I'd be happy to.
That's right up my alley.
I thought it was right. Where we are.
Okay.
Talking about Donald Comeover.
Well,
right?
My opinion of all these guys is they're garden gnomes, okay?
Garden gnome.
So this is Donald Gnome the First. You can see him. Okay. Of all the garden gnomes we've got, Donald Trump's the lot. You don't have your sound effects box with you.
Thank God.
I've got my head.
Keep going. His pointy hat, he's combed straight back to point up his steely brow. His taste in gold is bold as brass, so gnome of the moment. He's a moment again, right? He's back again?
It's a metaphor, isn't it?
There
the brass
you go.
And the gold. I
take
got
your
it.
Bow.
Take it. There you go.
When more cement gets dumped inside the Donald mold, Donald claims the gnomes are pumped to buy, sell, and be sold.
Yeah.
They're fired on with Vegas schemes. I like this rhyme stuff.
This is good. You're good
this
writers.
This is good writing
good writers.
Here.
Buddhists.
They're
Buddhist
fired.
Writers.
No Buddhists.
Jewish writers? Mm, or is this just Goyish enough?
No, it's Goyish enough. They're fired on with Vegas schemes, Viagra dreams that make their rowboats grow long and sleek to muscle yachts. With lots of busty blondes below.
We should be paid for doing this.
Come on, don't you think?
Yes.
I'll pay you for that.
Is it good? Okay.
Yeah.
I busty blondes.
Busty blondes below.
Yeah, of course.
Alliteration gets them every time.
All right. Yes, first you skim the stupid out. Gnomes will vote for a familiar face forever. Then gather round the birther gnomes. They'll believe a TV star.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Even without a birth certificate.
Right. Now pluck the greedy gamblers up. Some Mormon gnomes mayhap. Then, oops.
This is sounding like Chaucer. All
your
of a
ratings
sudden.
Done.
I had
they're,
to read that.
They're falling. The ratings are falling. Crap. But he's back, which is the only reason I'm reading this.
Well, his hair is back.
Yeah, well, his hair is.
He is back. He's having.
But
read
he's
it on.
His thing.
Let's
okay.
not break.
Let
the
me
flow.
Finish. We'll it is like a few more verses. You know what can I tell you?
A few more verses. Yes.
Off those gnomes have gone to look at someone new, 'cause in our house of garden gnomes they'll find more faithful, solid plaster gnomes, red, white, and blue.
Good rhyme.
New and blue.
New and blue. Normally,
good.
You're a lot
new
more
and that blue good. Is a good rhyme.
Well, good for, and wood.
I mean, you're big into feminine rhyming.
Is that the end? Because I'm running out of
no,
clear.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yes,
yet.
You are. You're an idiosyncratic,
no. Let's see, there's,
feminine rhymist. You know, this is good. This
okay.
is good. I like
this
that.
This good. Okay, well, let's finish it then. Is somebody else in this room whistling? Or is it just
no, just me. I'm just whistling.
Well, you're on echo.
Yeah, I know, but
well,
that's because I'm whistling in my head.
It's depressing. Go.
And now the pointy-hatted garden guys are governors of garden gnomish states and sit on plushy Senate seats, freshly painted, party-ready with their mates. Those cutesy garden gals painted plaster to the core on lawns from Gnome, Alaska, to the plains of Oklahoma.
This is turning me on, man.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah,
they're
I mean...
frankly more seductive, Pete. Much more than you, Don. So thanks a lot for April Fools. Now back to the B-list gnomes you like to push around. You know, a garden gnome on a penthouse lawn don't make the garden grow. Of all, there's a chorus.
Oh, there's a chorus.
Of all the garden gnomes we've got,
Donald Trump's the lot.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
I've had my moment. That's yeah. it. I'm done.
I got a Woody. I did, man. Okay. I got a Woody over that.
Romney. I wouldn't have read that if he wasn't back.
That's true. He's back.
And that's pretty horrifying.
Romney's stiff and wooden. Romney's stiff and wooden.
Yeah.
And Gingrich is really pronounced Gingrich. So it says his half-sister, because he's a dick.
Have you seen a picture of his half-sister? She defines the word half-sister. Oh. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, no.
It couldn't be his full sister, because then he couldn't appear in public. But she says she's voting for Obama.
Yeah, of course she is.
Really? Which half of her?
It's just a picture. It was on my iPad. It was not interactive.
She's not going to split her vote? Hey.
You know, the seriousness of the fact that,
let's get back to
that
serious.
Herman Cain is no longer with us.
999. I did not sleep with those women.
A moment of sadness, I think.
It is.
I'm going to miss him, man.
Oh,
man,
it's do we miss terrible him? Because we are it's now terrible. Moving into the era of Republicans with absolutely no sense of humor.
Oh, without Herman, you got what? Well, all right. So Huntsman has a great sense of humor, but it's in Mandarin. Have you ever heard him do his stand-up in Mandarin?
You know, that's
I did. I caught it.
The weirdest thing is that our current ambassador, Gary Locke, who used to be governor of Washington, is Chinese, doesn't speak Mandarin, and Huntsman, who is a Mormon and from Utah, does, and has left the country.
Well, they sent him there as one of those acolytes to try and turn Chinese into Mormons, and that's when he learned about the impossible.
Well, you mean, but he learned it in Mandarin.
Yes, he did. Yes. Yeah. Get the fuck out of my hovel. He learned to say that immediately. Heard that all the time.
There you go.
I am sorry. I am not trying to turn your Taoism into a ridiculous
joke.
That's it.
Simultaneous translation is courtesy of the
I did stand up in Beijing.
Oh, he's telling the truth again.
Can I tell the story?
All right. It's awful what he tells.
I got invited to a digital conference in Beijing.
Wait. You mean that this is just like people's fingers in Beijing?
Oh, digital. No, digital. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
You should have thought about it before
you really
you, before
know how
you
to
signed
break
on
the flow,
for
man. You got it. Digital. That's good. That's really good.
Why don't you tell this story and I'll whistle over
you it. You can count on Phil to come up with stuff like that. Yeah. That's all I can say.
All right. So we were at this
he nails
kind
it.
Of like virtual finger conference, and they said it's going to be in the technological zone. So I was going to go to the, and it turns out it's a little part of Beijing, and there are a million people in it. This tiny little, you know, this is where technology happens. So we're sitting there, and I go up to do stand-up, because everybody else was being incredibly boring. Can you imagine doing stand-up being simultaneously translated into Mandarin?
Yeah.
It was.
I can imagine it.
Pretty much defines boring.
Oh, it was. They were bored out of their skulls. I didn't hear a word. But they came
and then they're bored in two languages.
Yeah. It was like they were a painting. They were a Chinese painting.
Bilingually bored.
Oh, man. They came up afterwards, though, and they went, "Oh, you storyteller. You storyteller." And I said, "You don't speak much English."
Storyteller, like so many things in Chinese, has two meanings.
No,
you know?
Really?
Yeah, it also means bullshitter.
Really? Yeah. You mean like you bullshitter?
Oh, you good bullshitter. We're used to that in China.
You see, they knew what they were talking about.
Well, okay, I'm just telling the truth. I also did stand up in Mao's summer home right next to his air raid shelter, which I visited. Oh, yeah, real true.
The previous air raid shelter you were in?
Was where?
It was
where Procter used to live.
Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. We kept our dope in that shelter.
Ice box. It was the ice bag.
We kept the ice bag in
the bomb shelter.
I shared that place with Chad. No, with Jeremy. Jeremy Clyde of Chad and Jeremy. Right? And that's where we kept our dope.
You are so old school, man.
We also remember we had an Olympic sized swimming pool.
It was so weird. There was that huge pool, and then there was a
nude swimming parties.
Like
those were the days.
You got to help, man. You just got to get in here, you know. Just this ironic kind of, you know, setback to work.
60s. Yeah, 60s.
It was 70s. It was
70s. 60s. 60s. Who can remember?
That's where we wrote Nick Danger.
We did, around the pool.
So,
yeah.
You know, everybody.
old school, man.
If you don't want to hear old school, what do you want to hear? New school?
No, I want to hear artistic old school, which is called retro.
Thing from new school.
If you can't be retro, come back to the present.
I'm here.
Well, you know you are.
I have 125 favorite fire sign lines, but everybody knows what they are. So
why don't we actually think to ourselves about where the hell? How did we get from one public radio community?
Talk about it.
Listener-sponsored, really. Mm. I mean, you know, we started out in this, we started out, in fact, knowing each other because we had to go on the air and beg for money.
Yes, I'm still doing that, by the way.
Yes. Nothing,
I'm on the web begging for money.
Nothing has changed.
I would assume that nothing has changed here as well. It looks like we need some begging going on here tonight. We should mention that we have regulars of the Portland radio acting community here tonight with us. Mm-hmm. That's where you hear all this tremendous applause.
That's a sound effect. It doesn't mean I have any.
It's really nice to be here because this is a friendly and sweet and dear
place. It's the last of the great stations, man. There's nothing like this in the whole country. Everything else is like a political landmine or a fascist tomb.
There is a tree outside, however, that has taken off. That has taken off the top.
Will you tell the story, Juan?
Top of my camper.
No, did it really?
Really, it's one of those evil drooping trees, like the with like a witch's face on the front of it and everything. And it grabbed my camper as we came down the street and ripped off some vent that Una and I are not really sure of the meaning or useful.
It made the vent. You look up and there's a vent.
That is a terrible event.
This is the puppy breathing vent.
Oh, yeah. Really.
Like religious advent.
There are six dogs in the camera.
I have to tell you,
is that
Phil,
why you've been so quiet and meditative?
I'm always quiet and meditative, mainly because the...
good dope.
I would like you to look at my microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we were talking about pornographic films on the air?
Yes.
At the end of a pornographic film, after everything, the big climax and everything, this is pretty much what happens.
His microphone is not erect and stiff.
No.
It is not turgid. What is not the word? Is it
to the ground?
What is the word? Flushed with blood. No, it's not turgid. There's another word.
Flatulent.
No. What's the word?
Flaccid.
Engorged. How did you know that so quick? That's right off the bat. Uh-huh. You didn't even have to go to Google. Engorged, she said.
She said
it. Oh, really?
That's what you get for having an audience.
I wouldn't expect these guys to know.
How did we get?
This is it. Yeah, seriously. How did we get here?
How did we get from there to here?
Across a bridge.
Well, that too, because these stations, when we invented ourselves, these stations existed all across the country, and we knew that they were safe places. And very quickly, when we got on the radio, we distributed our radio programs to these stations.
Yeah.
And suddenly we were on the air in all the safe places around the country, safe community stations. And that was before National Public Radio ever looked at its own, you know, palm print and figured out what it was going to do.
When you think about it,
it's 1971
our entire career has been listener supported.
Absolutely.
That's true.
You know, when we put the records out there, we only had a career because people bought them. In those days, that was the way it was. You put something out there, people would buy it if they thought it was interesting and spread the word. And
now you put it out, and 3 nanoseconds later, it's on BitTorrent and Usenet, including the graphics. Why? I'm so glad we made that royalty-bearing product. It took us 8 months so that a bunch of geeks could share, you know, mini-share their computers.
Do we have graphics for this broadcast?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they're videoing us.
I see.
Are we up on, like, Ustream or UTV, or you just, no, we will be. We will be.
It's a miraculous and strange world, I must say.
To you.
The second.
To you.
The second.
Well, that's pretty much who I was talking about.
I've got this stuff down, man.
No.
I don't see any problems here. There is, no, for you.
Your soul is somewhere still traveling from Beijing back to...
Yeah, at the rate of a camel.
Yes.
The soul travels at the rate of a camel.
I let them do this.
He's not back yet.
No, I let them do this.
Very hard for cross-country travel.
Ooh, boy, is it ever. Camels don't swim well.
The second station we were on, after KPFK, which is the classic Pacifica radio station in L.A., was KRLA. And the weird and wonderful thing about being on KRLA is that they had lost their license. The FCC had pulled their license because they'd done some phony You know, if you recognize our new DJ on Sunset Boulevard, we'll give you $1 million.
And they got busted by somebody in Buffalo called.
Where he was.
Somebody from Buffalo called and said, you lied to me on the radio, and they lost their license over it.
Bang. So all the money from the sponsors, and it was a top 40, totally heavily sponsored, you can imagine it, station, all that money went to establish KCET Channel 9, public television in Los Angeles.
No kidding.
That was their original funding. And that was when we were on with Radio Free Oz.
That's when they lent me that jalopy when we ran the first Love-In. Yeah, you know. So the Love-In was born on Radio Free Oz in August of 1966. That's when John Carpenter and I said.
I don't think anybody knows what you mean when you say Love-In.
Love-In.
Oh, come on. No. Everyone knows what a Love-In.
So you guys know what a Love-In was? We were on a commercial station.
Yeah, how many
guys?
Let me
hear some
for Love-In.
No, two guys. Three. Yeah. Oh, everybody knows.
Well, this is a special sample.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, and... That was fun.
Those were the days. I would go to work at KPFK early in the morning to open the station up, and there would be deer grazing on the grass across from... In between the station was right across the street from Hanna-Barbera, the Flintstones area. And deer would be grazing next to the freeway there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we lived in that station for hours and hours and hours. We did all of us one way or another,
yes,
kind of circling around each other, yeah, and doing various things. David had left and gone to ABC Network Television,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And leaving me behind in his old job. Peter was running in and out on a yellow Ariel
Square 4.
Yeah,
motorcycle. What a bike.
Proctor was back and forth between being like off-Broadway's most famous young superstar
hopeful
at the time.
Yeah, he was a pretty big hopeful.
That's what brought me out here.
Yeah.
But somehow this talking on the radio, this the very thing that we're doing right now, for better or for worse, we've been doing for 45 years? What are we now? 50,
45
60 years?
Yeah.
I mean, thousands of years we've been doing
this. We started
in
the 60s and now we're in our 70s.
Can you imagine what it was like the first time it happened? Mm-hmm. I put everybody on the air because it was officially my show. This is a great idea. These are smart guys. It was incredible. I was totally knocked out for an hour.
He actually thinks he controls things.
Oh, no, yeah, not controls. Yeah,
to this day.
No, I still find it weird and wonderful.
45 years later,
he's still
amazing.
He's
controlling things.
Yeah.
Anyway, it can.
You know how I got
on
the show.
How much fun it is to be in the Fireside Theater?
Tell me.
Have any idea how much
I don't
fun
know.
It is?
I haven't figured it out yet.
We've been
it's
together for
nightmare.
45 years.
Yeah.
Same guys. No Brian Jones. You know.
No Ringo.
No Ringo. No
Didn't
Mick
replace.
Taylor.
No.
We could use him. Yeah. Hey, if Mick Taylor was the fifth fire sign, we could play fucking stadiums. But no, it's just the four.
But we call ourselves the four or five crazy guys because the fifth crazy guy is the combination of all of us when we write together, and forget who came up with that funny line.
That's the
should
other
we
guy,
should
which
we,
was me.
Oh yeah, invariably. We should mention one more time that we're at the Winningstead Theater.
Hey, rewrite.
Tomorrow night and Saturday night, you can get tickets at Ticketmaster. We will not be anywhere near as chaotic as this. Our shows are actually highly disciplined.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just you wait and see.
Oh, right.
What
sure
they are.
What are you thinking up?
Now, think about this. We're talking about tomorrow being the 9th of December 2011 and the 10th of December 2011, and because of time shift, by the time most people hear this, it's going to be like, oh yeah, that was back when Newt Gingrich was still alive, or something like that.
Ooh. Politically.
Yeah, well, politically, right, or whatever. Right. You know, they're going to go, oh yeah, that was just before December 14th.
Newt Gingrich ascending to heaven. That is something we should actually tune in on. It'll be on MSNBC,
wow,
right?
Well, he'll write about it in his next book. The book will come down from heaven and be on Amazon automatically.
How can we actually fathom? I mean, okay, Herman Cain, the Scooby Dooby, or whatever he was. I mean, okay.
Herman Cain was a criminal,
a genial clown,
and a criminal for president.
A criminal, but not crazy as Newt
Gingrich.
No,
and not a serial misogynist.
Newt Gingrich is crazy as a hoot owl because he appears to be sane to large numbers of Republicans.
But Phil, you've really got it. The ascension.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ascension with the angels and all this
he'll be
stuff
carried aloft by a lot of little boys.
Kind of coming
he's
down
giving work to lots of little boys, little cherubs, to carry him to heaven.
Well, the guy Sandusky
doing
will be
their
just,
janitorial work.
This is an actually useful Rhapsody, or what do they call it? The you know, the,
yeah,
the coming
rhapsody.
Up.
It's
a rapture. This rapture. Rapture. We stay here, and he leaves.
He leaves.
I like that. I go. We can pump him up. You know, yes, I invented heaven. Yes, I know. I'm not. I'm a historian.
If he's
visionary.
If he's trailing clouds of little boys, then that guy Sandusky or whatever his name is could be underneath them.
Sure. Yeah, there you go.
And we would then pretty much have the Sistine Chapel all worked out here. We have we have graphics for this broadcast.
Yes,
if somebody could get on top of this right now.
Don't use that phrase.
Sorry,
really avoid that.
I want the Polaroid of Rick Santorum doing the bestial thing with that other animal that they are repressing.
You,
that's why he's not running.
That's
why he's not doing
his
job.
Place that I thought I ought to do about this time.
Do you have a prepared material?
Yeah. Well, I'm just interrupting Peter because I didn't know where he was going with that.
Does anybody want to know how I became involved with the fire sign?
I'd love to.
What would that be?
I came out.
These people here, there's four or five of them.
A couple. I came out to L.A. To do the Amorous Flea, which was a musical comedy that I won an award for in New York that Paul Newman presented me with.
I was about to say, see how long he goes without dropping a name, but you got
me. Oh, wait. Get
well,
ready.
Let's count.
Get
Paul
ready.
Newman's one. Here we go.
I drove out with Brandon DeWildo.
Two!
And we hung out with Peter Fonda.
Three!
And Peter was working on a movie called Captain Marvel.
Okay, no.
Imaginary.
No.
Imaginary Four.
No, Captain America. I'm sorry. But it turned out Marvel wouldn't give him the name, so it became Easy Rider.
Four. Come on.
Now it's and, he was, and he was doing research on the youth revolution and particularly on the anti-curfew movement that was happening at that time. They were trying to stop young people from protesting the Vietnamese War. So we were at the Sunset Strip riots, so-called Sunset Strip riots. I sat down and went part of it on an open issue of the L.A. Free Press, and I pulled it out from under my ass. I had sat down on Peter Bergman's face. It was a picture of Peter Bergman, who I'd gone to Yale with, and it said, KPFK newsman Peter Bergman interviews returning, Marines
was,
or something like
Marines.
That? Right? And I said, oh, my God, he's with KPFK. I called him up the next day, and he said, yeah, I'm doing a show called Radio Free Oz. People had told me about this. You know, I said, oh, you're the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, come on down and let's, you know, play together. And that's when I met David and Pete and Phil. Phil?
I think
and
so.
Pete. Yeah, the other Phil.
Imagine if I'd have said, bring your resume and Radio Free Oz's human relations department. We'll talk to you. Yeah. There's where Artie is now.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
That's
it.
That's
it.
That's
where,
right.
That's true. That's true.
Wonderfully bizarre.
Well, it is.
Uh-oh. We have to do something with wind now.
No,
I don't know.
No, he's warning us that we're participating in dead air.
No, I'm not. This is the only sound effect I can do with my mouth.
That's right. That's true.
We was over the hump on our way from Rangoon across Burma. We just had a close shave and was limping along at 12,000 feet, whistling and leaking oil from our one good engine.
Bip.
The toilet was hopelessly clogged and both our parachutes were still at the cleaners. What's that? I said, pointing to a clearing ahead. My co-pilot, God, replied, that's the Burma oil fields. Well, hell's bells, I said. Don't the Japs get their fuel from there?
Sure do.
Sure, said God. Everybody knows that. Well, then I said, let's drop our load on them. Turn around and hightail it to the border before we have to ditch. Colonel, you fool, sir, he said. We can't do that. Those are Shell oil fields run by the British, and they're our allies. Well, then what the darnation are they doing giving fuel to the enemy? I said, well, sir, God got that funny kind of half smile on his face.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him do that.
Yeah, see, Colonel, he said, they need the money to help fight the war.
Well, it's got for you.
We had a good laugh over that one. Yeah. Dropped our bombs on a field of sacred cows near Fiji and belly flopped in the ocean. Well, God was killed.
Oh.
But, of course, I survived and floated to shore using his body as ballast.
God,
what a story.
That's wonderful. That's truly postmodern. I think that's great.
That's from the Book of Gingrich, is it not?
Gingrich. The Book of Gingrich. The prick.
The Book of Punter.
It is. It's from the Book of Puppies.
You mean cheese falling out of a hot log?
That's right. That's right. You know, I have the actual original page
worms
manuscript of that, the Book of Puppies. I'm going to frame it and let
How
it go.
How dare you frame it?
You know,
sell it on our website, man.
Yeah, I mean,
once we leave, it's just going to be Dan Ann's Dietrich.
We haven't got many years left.
You know,
wait, excuse me.
No, what?
Do you have a website?
Yeah.
What
is it called?
And you can get the DOA at Farms directly from Fireside Theater.
www.firesigntheater.com.
You don't need to say www.
You don't really. God. That is so.
HTTP.
That is so 90s.
///
HTTP.
Colon.
Listen to that on the radio for years.
It's like saying www. You don't say click on.
W.W. Bush.
That is so 90s.
90s, totally 90s. All right, parent or guardian.
Another commercial break, I guess.
These brand new DOA ant farms are, well, they're a lot safer than the scorpion yo-yos we were talking about a little while ago, right?
They don't work.
Fight me.
And besides, they're an easy care miracle. No food, no water required, because the little monsters are dead on arrival. That's guaranteed, folks. Under the artificial sand at the bottom of your box. And all they need is $29.99 in gold or silver coin only, please, to Post Office Box I-210 Donkey Dump, Utah. And there's no zip code out there. So yeah. I guess you're on your own.
You forgot to say add $5.95 to avoid mishandling.
Yeah,
I like that. I really do.
Or you can bring a gun. It's okay. Either way you want.
They're one of our premium sponsors. We should mention also we have a couple other great people sponsoring us.
They're all digitally remastered.
US Plus.
You mean we own the idea you thought was yours?
We own the idea that we thought. They have now bought. You bought the pharmaceuticals. Oh yeah, they make Semper Stiff, you know, and Pee No More, and you know, all you know, and it's just great stuff. And we'll be talking about them once we get the guts to do it. I'd rather just kind of drivel on like this and just use our history, sell our history.
Well, you know, there is a big problem lately with the fact that evidently a lot of people are living under some kind of delusion that they think that corporate America has taken over
the
United States. What a stupid idea.
Silly,
it's just people who camp out. People who camp out.
Yeah, well, 99%ers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're camping out, how close are you to what's going on? I mean, you know, no flat screen. Your cops are giving you all secondary information. You're fucked, they say. You could have found out you were fucked from a first, off the screen. So it's... Yeah.
Bring your Mexican food. They'll pepper spray it for
you. And, they don't have a leader. You know, they don't have a leader and they have a sense of humor. They're doomed.
Of that. Yeah.
They do not have a Gingrich among them.
Not a one, man. And nor do they even have like a, wait a minute. Let's not forget that Ron Paul is still running.
You mean Dr. Ron Paul?
Dr. Ayatollah Ron Paul. Do you know that he had an affair with Ayn Rand and that's how you get Rand Paul?
Is that right? That's
where he gets.
Do you believe that I would believe that?
No, but I just said it on the air, and half the bozos out there going, "Yeah, really?"
They bought it in the air
because he's really an objectivist. He's so right wing.
Yeah.
I mean, now these people like gone off to take a crap, and they come back, and they don't know that we've disenfranchised the whole thing.
I like him. He's consistent. What are you going to do?
I don't know. What are you going to do?
Well, it's a man who's got a message, and he's consistent.
No, you're right.
Is there anybody else out there that's consistent?
No, absolutely not. He does not flip-flop at all.
No, he's the only guy who says what he means, means what he says. It's Alice in Wonderland-ish about it. But
and sometimes he's really on, like, drugs. And sometimes he's totally wackoid.
He's really on drugs?
No, let the guy die. He's 25 years old. He didn't buy health insurance.
This guy, right in front of us.
He made a bad choice.
Ron Paul is a year older than me. And he's got his hand over his heart like this.
See if he's still alive.
Beating. Just to make sure. Right, exactly. Well, yeah. Michelle Bachman is,
God she's feeling herself up.
No. God is talking to her.
God talks through his ear and
the breast.
Yeah. No, she was enhanced and she doesn't want her nipples to fall off.
Oh.
You heard about that, didn't
I
you?
Didn't say
no,
that.
No, I didn't hear about
people
that.
With enhanced, women with enhanced breasts are in fear of having their nipples turn black and fall off.
You mean, boy, this is just you've got a whole different set of things on your news.
Talk about
you're on
a cheap
another
date.
Part of the internet for me, man.
Ooh. Haven't you ever heard that? Nobody has heard that.
No. Evidently not till
this
now.
This is the big news in LA these days.
No. Oh, man.
We're like 48 minutes into the hour.
You
I don't
are
know
such
what
a. You are so niched out.
But
I think
wait a minute. Now, man. Having heard this, I can't forget about it.
I know.
Google it.
Now I'm just going to keep Google thinking it, about it.
Well, Jess, why don't you let Google. Him wrap? He'll wrap it up. It'll be so fucking incredibly.
I'll Google it for it. I'm going to Google it right now.
Don't Google
it. Falling off.
No. Okay, well, while you're Googling, I'll whistle over
it. I'm going to Google myself. Okay. You whistle, I'll Google.
Well, you know what? People, I think people are going to have to wait for talking over each other number four to find out what happened. What do you think of that?
You're saying that talking time over each
up.
Other.
Well, time isn't up. It's just I want to get three or four shows out of this.
Smoking can make nipples fall off, warns plastic surgeon.
Warns? When?
Right here.
After or before?
It says it. Oh, my God. God, this is worse than I knew.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, there it is.
I don't know. The only thing worse than the Electoral College is elective surgery.
First, the nipples turn purple, and then they turn black, and then they fall off. And smoking makes it happen if you've been enhanced. God, I hope that it's not true about men's woohoo-hoos as well, because then I'm in big trouble.
Don't look down.
Look it up on Google.
Good. Can we put on like a Fire Sign Cut or maybe Cheech and Chong or some of the
first.
Yeah,
they do a lot of our material.
Did you do the First Family? Or maybe I know better. Everybody go out and get a sandwich. We're gonna play the Capital Steps.
Oh wait, to salvage a patient's nipples. It's
you're not
here.
On the air, Phil.
Leeches were applied to suck out old blood.
You do it.
Man, I'm reading Patrick O'Connor. I'm listening to Patrick O'Connor novels, and they're using leeches back there. It's in 1803, Napoleon, and now we're leeching the guy and bleeding him, right, and giving him...
Leeches still work.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. For eating, what, bad flesh, right? I mean, rotten flesh?
Well, no, I thought it was actually for, like, getting money out of people's wallets.
Oh, that's of course. Well, you caught me again, didn't you? Yeah, I thought you were going to be surreal. You promised me, and you went down.
Oh, I do not promise
made me look,
reality.
Made me look like a bum.
Okay. Wait, let me do this.
Sure.
Wait, let me do this. Hello, hello, and hello, and again. I'm Billy Flamnigan, and the program is Art of the Insane. Now, today we're going to be discussing one of the most bedeviling problems facing the beginning painter who wishes to reap the big profits you can make in producing valuable art canvases at home in a half an hour or so. Canvases that have the real look and feel of the kind of collectible art of the insane that usually has clowns in it. Although I've pretty much made my reputation on not falling for the clown gambit, because I see it as a cheap trick and one suitable only for aging actresses or lounge singers who need desperately to get on TV. Their paintings are not authentically insane, only cute or affecting. There's nothing necessarily insane about a crying clown, unless he's got a knife.
Oh, that does it for me.
Now, today we're going to look at this guy, Andy Warhol, who's more popular now that he's dead than he was when he was alive, and people hoped he would be dead, so the prices of his art would be driven up and up. Andy Warhol was not insane, but he was firmly mired in the dull and boring world of fine art. And while his instincts were as insane as the next man's, he never could realize the big profits he might have made if he'd turned to painting Jesuses on locomotives or clowns with knives.
He would have been a billionaire.
He wasted his talent on detergent boxes and pictures of actors, things a truly insane artist would not look at twice.
Never.
Now, you wouldn't want to make that same mistake, now would you? Not once, not twice. But Andy Warhol made fame into art, and you've got to be able to do exactly the same without jeopardizing your status as insane and pricing yourself so far below the market as to make the whole deal not worth your while. First, let's try to make a painting ourselves. Let's take a fresh canvas. Now, I think I've told you already that you don't have to pee on your own canvases. No one will know or care if you hire it out. This canvas was peed on by a certain member of my family who will kill me if I let her secret out. She's a good woman, tall though she may be. Take a color from any tube. There we go. A lot of viewers still ask me what color is best to start with, but they must not be watching closely because what do I always say? It does not matter. They're all pretty much the same.
That's right.
I'm going to do the eyes around, I think, and remember to put in those dots, whatever they're called, eyeballs or something.
You squirt a couple of tubes from way over here. Now, those smudges might be palm trees, they might be ducks, and that's the kind of insane ambiguity we want. Here's a wonderful color. I suppose it has a name. Who cares, really? And painting in the locomotive is a little harder. There you do. You pretty much have it. Something that will increase in value the more famous you get. So you start dyeing your hair and getting shot by one of your girlfriends, or better yet, paint on one of your girlfriends as she shoots you.
Oh, that's the best.
Then duplicate everything millions of times, and before long you'll be the toast of Toast Island and just as unhappy as you can be. The subject of so much stultifying commentary that children of the future are preparing even now to be bored by you and your wacky antics. I'll see you again next week.
No, you won't.
Yes, we. I'm afraid you will, pal. We'll discuss the kind of collectible folk art made of bottles and slag that you can turn into a drive-in chapel or grotto and sell postcards from and live like a prince in a small Airstream trailer, which will be attacked by trees in front of K-Boo.
Are you being ironic?
I'm Billy Flanagan.
Yes, you are.
For Art of the Insane.
And you've got a new, hole in your trailer. Ah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to show number 4 of the Firesign Theaters talking over each other. This is going to be like a series of like 10 of these.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I think. I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you guys don't show up, I can do all your voices since I've done it. Three of the records is only me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dwarf. Well, it won't go any further.
No, I don't.
Let it go.
Nobody wants to know. Nobody wants to know.
We should,
ladies and gentlemen. I'm picking up from
Billy,
from Phil Austin here, who would like to drag our career
into the mud,
out of the mud, kind of, and what we'd progressed a couple of years. How we got where we were,
strange,
how we are,
the strange path
yes.
of the Firesign Theater
yes.
as it dragged its way into this present future.
You know, I'm choking on the self-congratulation, of course. You know that.
Self-congratulation is pretty much all I've got left.
Well, then I better get an emetic or something. Can I get a fireman's friend for this one?
Can you get a witness? And as we began making records, was a peculiar endeavor, because we did not have anybody around but ourselves.
Right.
We were only playing to ourselves.
We were a four-man band.
Which means I had to make the three of you laugh.
Yeah, which you can do. You can start any time you want to also, by the way. come on, any time. I'm ready.
I love that kind of humor. That kind of humor just gets
me
every
for
time.
Us.
No, it's good.
People like that.
Well, and then after you started doing my voice.
Not well enough for
not
the people
as well,
listening,
yeah.
but not for you. You caught it.
When you were younger, your voices sounded more similar.
Yeah. But it was peculiarly because of something called FM radio, which hadn't really existed before those ancient old days.
V-5-4 FM.
That we're able to play these long,
absolutely.
Stupid, endless yeah. records that we made.
That's
yeah,
true.
Ridiculous.
I mean, and otherwise, we would not have sold record one.
I mean, all AM was like these little quotes from the, you know, Reader's Digest, and FM was the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
I mean, here you got the whole Tree of Life.
Yeah.
They played us, man. But still, those days are gone. Those, you know, they closed down. What was his name? Abrams. What was his first name? The guy that came along with the clock. Remember, we finally went into the FM stations. They had the clocks on the wall where you do this.
Oh,
that.
I know what you mean.
And
yes,
everything
right, yeah.
just, Lee Abrams, everything just
yeah.
closed down. And all that was left was Pacifica and KBOO, and Pacifica has become a minefield of politics.
Yeah, it has. And there is no hope now for radio whatsoever.
Well,
except for tonight.
Tonight. And
this
KBOO.
Is it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the clock is ticking. I mean, at midnight,
well,
we disappear.
But it's a digital clock. Look, they're holding fingers up.
Yeah, all right.
See?
Yeah. We're doing fine. I mean, when we go, they'll always
there's
be.
There's so many of them.
Why should I make one?
One is holding up 10, and the other is 5, yeah. and then there's 7 so, on that yeah. person. And what we got?
And look,
13.
There's one finger
oh,
in the
you're
middle.
Really weird.
Look at
man.
That. That's really
they
rude.
They don't require agreement at this station. They
no.
really don't.
No.
Everybody's on their own track. And that's cool for a while. Can I read my abecedarium?
What do you
want to
read?
My abecedar?
If you want to.
Sure. I got to go pee anyway.
No, you guys can do. No,
what was that?
We
were smoking.
Just pee on the table.
All right. So, no. Yes.
How about
I'll
the
do
canvas
it
over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Shall I tell him what an Abba sitter area is, Phil?
Yeah.
No, or should I just let it go?
I don't even know. This is an education.
I think it becomes pretty clear once you launch into this.
You're right. You're right. And we only have an hour left. So
yeah, exactly right.
And this thing, it's not bad. It's pretty quick. Okay. I'll
go
read it fast.
Go. Right. Well, no. Moderate, slow.
Okay.
Take your time.
If I get too fast, will you, you know, slow down?
I'll throw something.
We'll edit you. We'll fix it in the mix.
Music out.
Music out? Yeah, I guess music
out.
Yeah,
you don't
want to. Yeah, let's go dry behind this, yeah, okay? All right, here we go. A is for Alaska, where wingnuts abound. B is for Bilderberg, deep underground. C is for coal, dirty fuel, dirty grave. D is the Dems with a Congress to save. E is the electorate, angry and scared. F is the fascists, well-paid and prepared. G is the GMO food on the shelf. H is the harm it can do to yourself. I is for Islam, but which one, by God? Is J for their justice or endless jihad? K is for Karzai and his dope-dealing bro. L is how long he will last when we go. M is Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's fist. Got it, huh? Which he shakes when he says that his nukes don't exist. O is for Obama. I'm so glad he's there. P is the people who think that he's Saladin's heir. There are people who think that he is indeed a Muslim devil. Q is Al-Qaeda, Osama's vile thugs. R is for Rigi, which pays for their weapons and rugs. S is a stimulus, vision and plan. T is the Tea Party, duped to a man. U is unmanned drones flown from far, far away. V is the innocent victims they slay. W is the prick who put us in this hole. X is the factor we'll never control. Y is the question, must our country begin this ground zero sum game which no one can win if we rise above gender, wealth, power, and age, put an end to this flag-waving, book-burning rage, and just tend the garden, play our parts, take our ease. We can rebuild the future from the A's to the Z's.
Wow. Yeah.
You wrote that, what, about 2 years ago or something?
Yeah, about 40 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, I got here. Yes, we forgot to do the ID. You want to do the ID, okay, top of the hour.
Okay. All right, I'll get into my radio voice and say, oh, wait a minute. New KBU IDs. Tom's saying that the old ones are from 1833.
No,
really?
Oh, no. That's when they first incorporated.
So wait a minute. That's what you have right here. So yeah, okay. Why don't you read this copy? Because I can't see it.
All right. Top of the hour business after station ID, KBU 90.7 in Portland. The finest radio station on the globe, baby. It's free and it's got a sense of humor. We have all the one-liner contest entries in this hat, and there's this very cool hat. And we need five winners, pairs of tickets to tomorrow's night show of the Gay Chorus Joy to the... No, that's wrong. No.
No,
it's tomorrow night show at the Winning Staff, one of which gets to deliver the line of dialogue on stage. We did that in Kirkland, and it was a gas.
Really fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, he still can't figure out what happened to him. All right, Tony Hardman, host of Dr. Zom's Stereo Obscura, informs me that you are more than welcome to continue past the midnight hour if the spirit moves you, because I am stoned out of my gourd and cannot move and will be late anyway, and they'll play some of the same music and no one will know if I'm there or I'm not there. Well, thank you, Tony. That's wonderful. Yeah, we can go on. Yeah. Dr. Zom, I'll have to ask him what
so
that
do we
means
get to pick the...
Are we supposed to pull things out?
Yeah, pass them.
Okay, well, each one of us should pick one.
You pick one.
How many? Five?
There's five altogether, five? So...
Okay, well,
is it five pairs?
Four of, well, each one of us, and then the fifth crazy guy will pick out one of the names. Okay, I've got a name. We won't read them until we've got them all. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. This is really good radio, passing the hat. Now this is what we're known for. Keep them in their seats. They can't move.
Wait, I'm going to the bottom of the hat here.
Winners out of this.
I
hat
hope this poor person is happy
and,
with this.
Okay, are we ready to?
Come on,
our fifth crazy person.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, you want to do the first one?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And can we mention their phone number and their email, or just their name?
Just their name, right?
Just the name. No, it's not. You're going to say it.
Okay. The first winner of a free ticket to the Fire Central.
Two free tickets.
And wait a minute. Who's going to be the one that gets to read the We should put him back in the hat and pick it out
no,
again.
No, well, we whatever. Just move it along, would you?
Well,
I mean,
I'm just trying to be honest.
Oh, Larry King reruns are killing us.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
The first winner of two tickets to the Firesign Theater Gay Men's Chorus Show is Chilena Connors.
Whoa. Say that again.
Chilena Connors.
And spell it, just so the show.
Chilaina Connors.
Oh, that's real. That's kind of like that first name is very new agey.
It is. So
we're gonna glad to have her.
Maybe Chilena. Who knows?
Winner number two is Paul.
Wait, I don't hear you.
Rippy.
Where's his microphone?
With two P's.
Rippy. R I P P E.
Rippy.
All right. Okay.
Paul Rippy.
Mine, I have a completely straight name. This could come right out of some guy in a kilt with a sword. James Campbell.
How about Campbell, that's my,
this is
that's
a
my son-in-law's
show,
name, Campbell.
And they give me these stones.
Do you know what Campbell James means in Celtic? Do you know what it means? Twisted mouth. Campthwell. Twisted mouth, Campbell.
Did I ask you?
No, but I could tell you anyway.
Do I care?
Yeah, you do not care.
Did I say, let's get the Celtic etymology on that one? Because people will start listening again.
Celtic, you
bastard. All right, I did James Campbell Court. Austin, number four.
This is another, Brian Combs. Brian, you've won two tickets to the Firesign Theater show. Are these for Friday night? I believe that they are, right? Or do you get to choose?
Friday night.
Cool.
Don't eat any fish and
there
come to see
and
the show.
All right, and here comes now Una is going to announce the guy that comes on stage and,
does
the line.
Yes, he's a lucky man, Wade Hockett.
Oh, I love Wade Hockett. What a great name. Okay, Wade Hockett. He won it.
Great, thanks.
And brush your teeth. Wayne, please.
Yeah, that's right.
Please, we want to get... Oh, wait.
Eyeliner. Eyeliner and mascara, Wayne.
Yeah.
All blush. Right.
Well, thank everyone for entering this fine contest.
How do they do that? What do they do to enter?
They've already this last week. It's done.
Did they call up or they buy something or do they give money to the station? What happened? No. They just freeloaders. Yeah, sure, I'll do it, man.
Did they shower with the coach?
I don't know.
They clicked on the site.
Is that what they did? They clicked? You don't click on, just click.
Yeah, they clicked.
That's good.
They clicked, and there they were.
Clickers.
You know, we'll find out if... I think that you can choose... if you're one of the winners, I think you can choose whether you're coming to Friday night or Saturday night.
Oh, is that right?
I think that's true. No, it's not true?
No.
Is it Friday?
Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah, this is Friday. Come on, let's get Putin on him, man. It's Friday. Okay, that's it. No Friday, Saturday. That's for Gorbachev. That's just Putin last.
Okay, we did our station ID, right?
Another announcement from the station regarding when bands are going to play live music.
Oh, good.
First of all, get keys. You will need keys for
the
production. One live music
band,
locker.
What, B? Yeah. B flat?
The gray cabinet just outside the air room for monitors, and the gray cabinet to the left of the monitor cabinet for just in case items. Okay, guys? Just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, they don't put the money into the furniture here. They put it into the talent and the signal and the good vibes.
And the lockers.
Absolutely.
You know, I have a radio note. I would like to get rid of this music for a while.
Oh, fine. Let's
because
just
the idea that everything we do has to have this whistling behind us.
Well, it used to work. Remember when people... It was kind of like a raga.
Man. Distracting.
Rich, he got it.
Yeah. That's really... Reverend.
No, it's still there. I still hear birds tweeting.
Well, we could put it back up and let Barnstormer talk, and then we can get rid of it.
Oh, it's good for Barnstormer.
Okay, bring it back up, and let's listen to Barnstormer.
Okay, bring that Barnstormer.
Bring the birds up.
Let me find something here.
Or, as we say on television.
Hello, dear friends. I love this music. This is the Reverend Bill Barnstormer, the First Second Amendment Church of Science. Fiction. Well, dear friends, not long ago, a believer came to me. Well, say thank you for that.
Thank you.
And asked me, what age will I be in heaven? And I pondered that question. And I considered how the five justices of the apocalypse might decide. And it came down to me from that great court that there will be no old folks in heaven. No, sir, and say thank you for that.
Well, I don't know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And I told my parishioner, when you meet your forebears, your friends, your relations, in that fully loaded paradise to come, well, know that it's in the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's only a sure thing if you look your best.
Let's do that.
So as you see yourself, so shall you be. So when you get there, don't ask the ladies about nipping and tucking or why all the men got pecs they always wanted. It's their right as Americans in paradise. That's right. And say thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's your own fault if your nipples fall off.
This is the Reverend Bill Barnstormer saying, send for my free I'm afraid of bumper stickers and three choices. I'm afraid of illegal aliens, real aliens, and arms control. Send for one today to P.O. Box 5 against 4, Royal Mio, Arizona. You know, your donation helps the fund. Thank you so much. I do love this.
Well, thank you for that. We're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna be right back.
This music, I don't know what it is.
Oh.